The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien, and today we're going to talk about a movie that isn't science fiction. It's fiction around science.
Yeah, First Man, director Damien Chazelle's follow-up to La La Land, which won him the directing Oscar. And this is a guy now who was on the fringes of the industry about 4 or 5 years ago when he made Whiplash, and now he's making a major studio film because he has an Oscar. He's the hot young director, and he's chosen this story about Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling, who, of course, he used in La La Land. It's an interesting approach to this film, Doug. I think filmgoers were expecting Apollo 13, which is a much more traditional storytelling angle from Ron Howard, who's a more traditional director. And what Chazelle has done is given us sort of an analytical, chilly, cold film, which coincidentally equals the personality of Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling.
So it's kind of a documentary approach or biopic?
It's sort of. You get that feeling you're sort of watching cinema verite, more of a documentary approach. The cinematography isn't terribly striking until the end of the film when it switches to IMAX. There's a lot of shaky handheld stuff in some of the domestic scenes, which I did not care for. I found it unnecessary. I'm not sure why he made that choice. It's fairly jarring. Like the scenes between Armstrong and his wife, played by Claire Foy from PBS fame. There's a lot of handheld jittery stuff with that. But basically what Chazelle's done here, he's taken a very analytical approach to Neil Armstrong's life. It traces his life from 1961 to the moon landing in 1969. And when I say it's a chilly approach, the film is a little bit claustrophobic. And what it does right, one of the things it does right, it gets you the sense of how small these capsules were, Doug. When he goes on the Gemini mission, the testing for Apollo, these were small capsules. They feel claustrophobic, and they sent these people into orbit. It's amazing what was done with the technology. That's the one thing the film does get right. This is a film that had a lot of Oscar aspirations. The box office is down. I'll get to that in a minute. And I'm not sure how much Oscar legs this film has. I liked it. I didn't love it. And I think what keeps it from being a great film is it needed a more consistent approach. Like I said, in some of the domestic scenes where Armstrong is talking with his wife or fellow astronauts like Ed White, there's this sort of almost student film handheld shaky cam approach. And I'm not sure why he went for that approach. And he stands back from the action. La La Land and Whiplash, his two previous films, really threatened to bounce off the screen. They were so vibrant. This film kind of recedes into the screen because of Armstrong's personality. Gosling is good. He's very good as Armstrong. He's very analytical. He basically comes off as an engineering nerd who doesn't want the fame. But when you have a character like that, that can leave the audience cold too, and I'm not sure how to change that with Armstrong's personality. So I admire the approach. It's a risky approach Chazelle took, making this film more of an artistic film, a little more of a cinematic film than kind of the traditional mainstream Apollo 13 or The Right Stuff even, which kind of was a combination of good artistry and box office as well. I admire his risk-taking approach to make this film, but it needed something else, and the payoff, even though it's very impressive, you still kind of leave the theater wanting a little bit more. I wanted a little more of a payoff. I wanted a little more of an emotional high, and I never quite got that with the film. Technically, it's a very well-done film. It's brilliant in spots. The tragedies of the Ed White, Gus Grissom fire is recounted. That's
original
a
Mercury 7
horrific scene.
Astronauts,
yeah. People forget Gus Grissom might have been the first man to walk on the moon had he not been burned up in that fire with Ed White and Roger Chaffee in 67. And then Armstrong is eventually picked along with Buzz Aldrin. Corey Stahl plays Buzz Aldrin, who comes off a little more cocky than Armstrong, a little more of the boisterous glory seeker.
Well, I always wonder, you know, because we remember Neil Armstrong almost 50 years ago now, stepping out of the moon saying one small step for, he was supposed to say amen, I think, one giant leap for mankind. What if Buzz Aldrin had been the first guy? Because he had more personality.
He had way more personality. There's a fantastic scene at a press conference when they're discussing going to the moon. And they ask Armstrong, what was your reaction to getting chosen as commander? He says, I was pleased. The reporter keeps pushing. Uh-huh. He said, I was pleased. And then Aldrin takes the microphone and starts talking way more than Armstrong. But Armstrong was more qualified to be the commander. Michael Collins, as you know, never got to set foot on the moon. He stayed back mm-hmm. in the capsule. But it's a fascinating film in spots. I was never bored. I think it's a well-done film. But it's lacking something that's driving people to the box office. And it has nothing to do with them not showing the flag planting, which has been sort of this pseudo controversy cooked up by Fox News and some people who want to sort of suggest that the box office is down because he doesn't show the flag. The flag is shown in a wide shot. But I don't think that's it at all. I think it's the approach. It's a kind of a 2001 Space Odyssey approach, a little more influenced by Kubrick and a little less influenced from Ron Howard's Apollo 13. I think that's what's keeping it the box office down. I think it's also being affected by the box office by Venom and A Star is Born. Mm-hmm. I think that's holding it back as well. And I think Armstrong, his personality is maybe keeping the box office down. He was probably the most famous, non-famous person in the history of the world, Doug.
Well,
he was famous. Everyone knows who he is. Yeah. But could you have recognized him on the street and years later? He wanted to be private. It's a fascinating thing.
Well, I was absolutely fascinated by Astronauts, so I think I would have recognized him.
But you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I certainly do. I remember it wasn't that long ago, Buzz Aldrin was in the news for punching a guy out for claiming that the moon landing was faked.
Right.
So the world is an interesting place.
But I think that's why, Doug, it's not a box office titan, because Neil Armstrong was this unknowable person. And even after the film, you don't really know who he was. And that might be the problem with the box office. It's a good film, not a great film. I want to single out Claire Foy as Armstrong's wife. She's great in the film. I think she's going to get a supporting actress nomination. It's not the typical concerned wife role. It's much bigger than that. She wants him to be more open with her sons. There's a whole subset thing going on involving their daughter who died of cancer. That's a key aspect mm-hmm. in Armstrong's personality. And that's really the emotional linchpin of the film, is his dead daughter and how he reacts to that. So that's a driving force. The film is not so much about Apollo 11, Doug. It's about Neil Armstrong, and that could be why the box office is down. Technically, wonderful film, just needed a little something else, I think, to push it into Oscar sights.
Well, I think everybody of a certain age knows where they were in that July day in 1969.
Yeah. I urge people to go see it. Just don't expect Apollo 13.
All right. Well, I've got a very unusual Oscar trivia question this week, one that I actually don't think you'll get because it's pretty much outside your wheelhouse
okay.
on this one. But so what do NASA and the Academy Awards have in common?
I'm not sure.
Okay, here it is. The space agency has been getting its equipment gold-plated in gold by Epner Technology, a Brooklyn-based plating company, since the 70s. The Oscars just started using Epner to upgrade their trophies back in 2016. Apparently, the way they were putting the gold on them before, it get old and it would flake off. This technique keeps the gold on the Oscars.
You're right. Never would have got that in a zillion years.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.